On Thursday, with a bipartisan vote, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, chaired by Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, adopted a report on its investigation into the use of torture by the CIA. The report is the result of an exhaustive three-year examination of the CIA's interrogation, detention, and extraordinary rendition programs. WBAI's Andrea Sears spoke with Christopher Anders, senior legislative counsel at the American Civil Liberties Union, who says the volume of the research and the report itself are massive and revealing.
This report is 6,000 pages long with 35,000 footnotes. The committee researched and analyzed more than 6 million pages of documents that they got from the CIA. It really is the definitive report on all the facts about the CIA's role in torture.
The report is still classified. Is there any indication on what the conclusions are?
Well, it's been helpful that Senator Feinstein, along the way, has provided some insight into it. And I think some of the insight that she has given has been that it's more widespread and systematic than people have heard up to this point, that there are reports of widespread use of torture that have never been reported on elsewhere. And then she also has made clear that it doesn't work, that it was not a good thing from a national security standpoint, that it only harmed the country's national security instead of helped it.
There have been other reports of waterboarding in particular that have surfaced recently. How pervasive does it seem that the CIA torture program was?
Well, we know that for at least a few years that it was widespread, but the problem is that the amount of information that has come out of the CIA has been minuscule compared to what has come out of the Defense Department on their role in torture. And so this report is really a good way and probably the best way we may ever have to have a full review of what took place at the CIA. Now, the next step for the committee and the next step for everyone interested in this is going to be push the committee to get the report declassified and released to the public. And it's not just for historical interest that the report should be released, but it really is a big part about making sure that this kind of thing never happens again, is to let people know what happened. It's only by knowing what happened, how the CIA so badly was misused and lost its way that it started engaging in the use of torture and abuse in a very widespread kind of way. It's only by knowing how that happened and the extent of what happened that we can be sure that we can avoid that in the future. We don't want history to be repeating itself on the torture issue, and it's going to be a lot less likely to happen if we actually know what that history is.
Beyond the educational value of the report, what concrete results can be achieved even while it's classified?
Well, the committee in the report has 20 recommendations that they made to avoid torture from being used ever again. And Senator Feinstein said yesterday that she's going to start working to making sure that those 20 recommendations are implemented. Now, the Senate Intelligence Committee, like the House Intelligence Committee, mostly does its work behind closed doors. So it's not unusual for them to take a position and not make it public. But given how important the torture issue is to people, not just in the United States, but around the world, there's really a good reason here for this report and these recommendations to be made public. And it's something that it seems like Senator Feinstein's interested in doing. Senator John McCain, to his credit, wrote a letter yesterday urging that the report be made public, talking about how important it is that people understand what happened, what kind of harm was caused by the United States government, how badly we lost our values in this whole thing. And so Senator McCain is working very hard towards trying to get the report declassified and released to the public. And it looks like Senator Feinstein is committed in a step-by-step process to reaching the same result. And for anyone who's listening, you know, urging your own senator to try to work towards making the report public and available so everyone can see what happened, everyone can read it and use it as a resource, I think is a really great step people can take.
Well, torture was and is a violation of national and international law. Could the committee forward this to the Justice Department with the recommendations? I realize that the Obama administration has said that they want to look forward, not backwards, but looking forward also should encompass the idea that if no one is held accountable, then this may very well happen again.
Well, the report, until it was adopted, was not handed off to anyone in the government, in the executive branch. Starting today, the committee is sending copies of it to different parts of the federal government for review and comment. Certainly, if they're sending it to the Justice Department and it includes allegations of crimes that have been committed, and particularly if they're crimes that haven't been reviewed and investigated before, it certainly is something the Justice Department should always be looking into. But since we don't know what the recommendations are from the committee, these 20 recommendations, we don't know if any of them do go to looking at this as a criminal matter or not.
Yesterday, the European Court of Human Rights found that Khalid al-Masri, the German citizen who was put into the CIA's extraordinary rendition program or rendition of torture, was a victim of torture. Is the silence around these crimes beginning to unravel?
Certainly there are countries around the world, particularly in Europe, who are looking at their own country's roles in cooperating with the United States during this period where the United States is running these secret torture cells, these secret prisons throughout the world, and also where the United States was involved in torturing people and sending people off to other countries where they were tortured. So there are a number of countries that are pursuing and have pursued very aggressive investigations. And I think that's something that we're going to continue to see, because if you look historically at lots of different countries that have had torture used or disappearances, basically ghost prisoners, a lot of times it's many years before people are brought to justice and before there's a full coming clean of what happened as well. And so I don't think it's unusual to see something happen 8-10 years later where people are still seeking accountability, they're still seeking redress, because what you're talking about are people who are in positions of power, of high power, who abuse those positions, and sometimes it becomes very hard to go after those people, and sometimes they've done a very good job of hiding their tracks and seem to be harder to reach than others. But there are continuing investigations for the ACLU, for lots of other organizations. This is something that we're not going to leave behind ever. We're going to continue to make sure that the full truth of what took place comes out, and it's not for purposes of revenge or anything else. It's for purposes of making sure that we never repeat this mistake and these terrible wrongs again.
Christopher Anders, Senior Legislative Counsel at the American Civil Liberties Union, he spoke with WBAI's Andrea Sears.